the fourth quadrant of the mandala, and then I will open it up for questions, of which I hope there are many, is feminism. And I feel very trepidatious wading into this. But nevertheless, I really feel in some ways it is the most important of all of these, because it is going to work the change that is going to go on between us as individuals. What is happening, I think, is nothing less than an awareness that the most appropriate way to talk about the entelechy of this planet is to call it her, and to admit that the goddess worship, which was repressed by the rise of the patriarchal religions, is now, its return is necessary. I don't want to say that the patriarchal interlude, which lasted to 3,000 years, was not necessary. I think it was necessary. But the fear will go out of the bomb when the hand that rocks the cradle holds the bomb, essentially. And all the bad little boys of the 19th and the 20th century who have been fiddling with their chemistry sets now need to recognize that this all has to be handed over to cooler heads who have not been scarred by the historical experience in the way that I think masculine intelligence has been. And psychedelics, I count as a feminizing force because they introduce you to the unconscious. Cybernetics, I count as a feminizing force because it hardwires that same unconsciousness and raises it into inaccessibility. No longer are these things the theoretical constructs of psychologists. They become, you know, living realities in our lives. And the transformation of the species into a spacefaring, whether interior, exterior, or something else kind of space, is only going to happen if this feminizing influence can now take the heat off the technological processes which were necessary to move us here. And feminism, really, it has nothing to do with gender. It's just an attitude toward being in the world that is open, I think, basically to the translinguistic. If you had to strip it of all biological notions of what feminism is, feminism is a kind of mentality which operates exterior to language. And there's no, it's like the Nagual and the Tonal, there's no unifying those two things, or encompassing one with the other. It just is not like that. These things are alchemical opposites, and as such, the only way they can be unified is in a kind of coincidentia oppositorum, a union of opposites where the identity of each element is still fully expressed. This is not a rational concept. It's like being in two places at one time. Nevertheless, it is a concept that is psychologically and experientially very, very valuable. And I see, as I say, all of these forms of self-exploration and technological expansion and even space. I mean, if the Earth is our mother, then certainly outer space is our dark blue great-grandmother.